Yes, Nina.
You know what? This is overtime.
Huh?
This is the overtime hours.
So it is on there?
It is on there. So that check number two that she got, instead of her getting paid the 8 hours, she got paid a rate of 24 hours for the overtime hours. So that is the time and a half hours for
that
12-10. Yeah, she got two checks.
Oh, she got two checks per day.
Yeah, she got two checks. It's not one. I told her that. I said because they messed up and took that 8 hours from her on a different pay week, they got to give it to her on a separate check. They can't include it on the current week.
Right.
So on that week, 12-10, for 8 hours, she got paid time and a half for those hours.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the rate for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, $24. So she did get that overtime for that check.
Okay. So the hours are there.
I believe that she'll be fine. Because if this is going to take an effect tomorrow, or well, midnight, she should be fine.
Okay. Have you talked with her?
No, I just realized that when I looked at her second check, pay stub.
All right, let me see if I can get on the phone while you're on the phone, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry she's so hostile. She get on my nerves being hostile.
I understand. I'm here.
All right, I'm about to call her now. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hello? Okay, then she goes. She's on the phone.
Are you talking about? Hold on. Am I talking to Mr. Blixton?
No,
Mr. Blixton. Mr. Blixton, what do you mean? Nina just called me back.
So as I'm looking over.
Mr. Blixton?
No, this is Miss Knight.
I just talked to Miss Nina.
I know.
That's Nina again.
Yeah, this is me again because Douglas just called me and she wanted to go over some things about your concerns and I just went over some things with her. So did you get that pay stub for that check too?
No.
The second one? I'm going to send that to you because this paycheck that you got on check two is for time and a half for that additional 8 hours.
I was also missing 8 hours.
It's on there.
The 40 hours.
No, it's on there. So which one are you talking about? From 12-10?
Yeah, I was missing 8 hours last week. This off of my regular 40 hours last week.
Let
and they said it would be on there Friday.
That's this week. Right. I'm looking at your regular check.
So that's
which is
not
the,
right then because I'm looking at just 40 hours plus then my hours, like you said, that I work, I can't. The hours that I'm working these Wednesdays for, I'm not getting paid for. Could you explain that to him?
So the problem is the way how they made the authorization, for those additional 8 hours effective on January the 1st. But because January the 1st is midnight, considered today, midnight, I don't think we'll have a problem with billing the insurance for those additional 8 hours.
But I'm not getting paid for this week.
But this week don't go in until next week.
No, for the 8 hours that I worked before.
You talking about the 8 hours you worked last week?
I didn't get paid those either.
Let me see the 22nd.
I got a $381 check. I didn't get paid for those hours. And then I got a negative 64.
Wait, what you got?
Which I don't even.
Wait, which one?
I didn't get paid for the double last week. For the 8 hours.
Is you talking about 12/22 to 12/25?
Is that last?
Well, we don't
yes.
have nothing.
Yes, that's last week what we're billing for this week.
And the other one where I was missing.
The one
before.
Prior to that?
Mm-hmm.
The 15th.
That's not on there.
You know why? Because remember when I had told you about them units? I see it's pink. And I see it don't have a bill or pay on it. That's because they screwed the units up. So this can only be corrected after midnight when it first hit, because we can pull those units because they made the 88 hours effective January the 1st. We can pull it and put it there. I'm going to send you everything
so.
I have just so I can explain how our system
no, I
works.
I hear you. I just want to know if I'm getting this money on my paycheck like I was told. Because I was told by Mr. Blackstein talking to him for a whole hour that he promised for my stuff to be fixed, taken care of, and he promised to put a bonus on there.
So, listen, I can only clear up what I'm seeing in front of me to try
I was
to rectify
to
that.
The money from you, too, also.
But, right, but because I told you if it's something that I see on our end that we messed up at, then, of course, then I have no choice to own up to that. But because the insurance made the stuff ineffective on when they did it, we couldn't do nothing anyway. Now, as far as what Yona discussed with you, I have no clue what that conversation was. So that's something that he needs to own up to and discuss that with you. And I am going to have him give you a call right back as soon as I go into his office.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
But you should not have no problem with working today.
If I'm not getting
for that
paid
second shift.
None of my hours from the last 2 weeks, I won't be doing a 4 to 12 a day. It's not going to keep happening.
No, it'll be fine because midnight is we can get them units for that missing day. Okay.
And it'll be on my check for this coming pay.
Which one? The 17th?
No, the one Friday.
You talking about the day that you're missing for the 17th?
Yeah,
working
for the
17th. It'll
be on there for this Friday.
Payroll already closed.
After midnight, you said you can get the units.
No, I can get the units. This week right here can only be billed the following week because payroll already closed. We
no,
can't process this
not
day.
For this week.
No, for the
17th. I have 2 weeks that I work from doing a double that I did not get paid for.
Let me see.
And it's only one
so we got so what I'm gonna go through. I got 12/8 through the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I do see that the 10th was billed and paid. So the 10th is not the issue, okay? I'm going to the following week, which is 12/15 through 12/21. 12/17 is effective. We don't have the units for that day.
That's
so
what makes sense. You said you'll get the units.
Once we get the units at midnight, we
can
bill for the 17th and we can bill for today because we can pull those units because the new authorization starts on the 1st of every month.
So, again, I won't be getting paid for the 17th. This
it
week.
Will not be on this week's paycheck.
That's my point.
The pay period already closed.
Yeah, I'm going to need to talk to Mr. Blackstein before I even go on and take a 4 to 12.
I am definitely going to have him give you a call right back.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And thank you, Douglas.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.